This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. By some measures, these would seem like sweet times for the sugar industry. The world market for sugar is expanding. So is production. Developing countries currently produce more than two-thirds of all sugar, and they are expected to be responsible for almost all production growth through 2010. This is shown in research by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Yet the value of sugar exports has decreased. In 1980, it was almost $10,000 million. By 2001, the value of sugar exports fell to $6,000 million. The Food and Agriculture Organization says government intervention drives down world sugar prices. It says policies in the United States and the European Union are believed to have the most effect in limiting chances for growth. It says prices are kept high in their own markets, while prices on the world market are depressed. In July of last year, Australia, Brazil, and Thailand took action in the World Trade Organization against the European Union. The three nations said European Union countries were giving more aid to their sugar producers than they had agreed to under WTO rules. They said this aid was unfair and kept world prices down. Brazil is the biggest producer of sugar from sugar cane. As much as 70% of sugar is made from this plant. France is the biggest producer of sugar from sugar beets. Australia, Brazil, and Thailand argued that the European Union guaranteed its sugar producers very high prices within its market. As a result, they said the producers were able to export surplus sugar at prices below their cost of production. Also, the three nations said the European Union was giving more direct subsidies to its sugar producers than permitted. These payments are based on the amount of sugar imported into the Union under special trade agreements with some countries. These countries include India, but they are mainly in Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific. Last month, the WTO ruled the European subsidies illegal. The European Union immediately said it would appeal, but Agricultural Commissioner Franz Fischler says the EU needs reforms to make its sugar industry more competitive and trade-friendly. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by Mario Ritter.